What a day for the Tigers. And I want to thank Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox for hiring Tony La Russa, because that opened the door for A.J. Hinch. He had to be the pick. He was. They cut a deal last night, early this morning. He was introduced to the media earlier today. And John Morosi from MLB, Fox Sports, NHL.com, Major League Soccer, Italian League Soccer, wherever there's a ball, he's covering it, or a puck. John also led us through this journey getting A.J. Hinch to come back to Detroit, where he once played. And John, what a hire by Al Avila and the Tigers.
Well, it really is huge. And I think that to your point, once he was available, once the White Sox went in the direction of Tony La Russa, I'm not going to say it was an easy decision, but it was clear who had the pedigree and the track record to take over the Tigers and from the Tigers' standpoint, bring them back to the postseason. Now, certainly, the very first question this afternoon at the press conference had to do with the sign-stealing scandal, which is what should have been the case. He should have been asked about it. And I think A.J.'s answer was as good as it could have been. He made very clear that, as he said, my past is not the identity of this Tigers team, that their story is not my story, and I've learned from it. I've been very apologetic about it. Wrong is wrong, and that was wrong. He clearly wishes that he had handled things differently, as he has said before, to Tom Verducci. And clearly his answers on that subject were to the satisfaction of Chris Illich and Al Avila. And while it's certainly hard, I think, to get past what happened 3 years ago, there are some people in the game and some fans, Bill, who are never going to, and that's their prerogative. But I think ultimately this is a country in a state of second chances, and A.J. Hinch has been given one, and now it's up to him to do right by that and win over this group of players and also a fan base that is, as we all know, starving for professional sports success of any kind. We have not seen a Detroit team win a playoff series or a playoff round in more than 7 years, since the 2013 American League Division Series. So there's a lot I think that the fan base wants to see, and A.J. Hinch is coming into a job at a time when this team should get pretty good pretty quickly.
I think the sign-stealing conversation, Johnny, ends because the Astros and those players were able to play this season. And matter of fact, A.J. wasn't allowed to manage this season, so... You know, you can. It's kind of like piling on just Justin Turner when there are so many other variables and people, and the league and the team and everybody connected to it. You can't just pile on A.J. Hinch. The Astros were able to play and had a pretty darn good shortened baseball season and playing. I think that's behind. I agree how he said it doesn't represent what the Tigers are about. And you look at his resume. I'm telling you. And why, from the start, I said he had to be the guy. Think about that. A, he played 7 years in the big leagues. He then managed the D-backs, assistant GM of the Padres, three consecutive 100-plus win seasons in the 2017 World Series trophy with the Astros. That's an amazing baseball resume for anybody.
Well, it really is, and you consider what he has done, and the fact that there is a track record with the Tigers, first and foremost, there is a connection there. He actually mentioned during the course of the press conference that he had taken a family trip up to Traverse City this summer and appreciated the beauty of Northern Michigan. That was a nice thing to hear, I think, for all of us. And I think one of the key things, Bill, that Al Avila mentioned, and that I think really strikes at the core of who he is, and I've observed this in my conversations with him. I've covered his team in the playoffs now three different times, 15, 17, and 19, in terms of being a field reporter in those playoff series where you're really around the manager a lot and you're in a lot of conversations with him. He is not afraid to push back at the analytics. He's also not afraid to embrace them. And I think he is always, because of his background, he's from Midwest City, Oklahoma. He went to Stanford. He played in the major leagues, he became a player development executive, then he became a manager, then he became an assistant GM.
Right.
A.J. Hinch can really speak a lot of different languages, Bill, and I think that that's a really important thing to have. It's fluency in a lot of languages of the game. He can talk analytics because he went to Stanford and he studied it at some very cutting-edge organizations, and he's also a backup catcher from Oklahoma. And he can talk like that when he has to. He had a very diverse roster, players from all around the world in Houston. So I think he's always done a very good job of communicating. I think one of the key questions that I have now, Bill, is who is going to be on his staff. Who does he choose as those key hires? Hitting coach, pitching coach. Do we see someone like a Lloyd McClendon staying around? Of course, we saw some young hitters this year. Does McClendon come back? Those hires now, I think the people that carry out his message are extremely important, Bill. I think the next couple of weeks of the Tigers are just as important as the last couple of weeks have been.
Yeah, and it goes back to the fresh start, and I get there's, you know, the 60-game shortened season. I think it's tough to read a lot into it from a Tigers perspective, even with that great first month. But I'm into the fresh start, fresh faces. I get AJ once played in Detroit, but, man, that resume is awesome. It was the right hire for a team that is trying to follow the path of the Astros. Still a lot of work to do. I love it. AJ Hinch is your new Tigers manager. John Morosi, there's no one better in baseball. You were fantastic during the World Series. Amazing job there, John. Always appreciate your time, and I know it's a busy day.
Bill, really appreciate it, my friend. Keep up across the state. And, hey, enjoy the game tomorrow. It's incredible that we've got it to enjoy Michigan State on Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody, and enjoy the big game tomorrow.
The big game, which we'll talk about during this broadcast. What side are you on, John? Because I've never seen the Michigan or Michigan State allegiance with all of your Michigan roots for you and your family. Spartan or Wolverine?
So here's the quick answer to that.
Okay.
My dad went to Michigan State. My dear aunt, who took me to my first college football game, Michigan State all the way. So I grew up with a lot of Spartan influence. But my wife, Bill, she's got 2 degrees from Michigan.
There you go.
And you got to keep your wife happy. So I would say I do have that probably more Michigan in my blood right now. But I do say this as well. I'm an Italian American boy. A lot of respect for Coach Izzo, too. So it's really, when you don't go to either one, when you don't go to either one, you can kind of be
exactly.
A little bit neutral. So I root for people more than teams. It's kind of how I've always
been. You know, and also, John, the way you handled that right there, every single politician leading up to Election Day will use that as a blueprint.
my pleasure. I was born in the UP, grew up in the middle.
There you go.
God. I'm kind of all about Michigan.
Hey,
all about
John,
Michigan.
When you run for governor, I'm going to be right there as your media director, okay?
I think I'll stick to sports, my friend.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We love you, Johnny. All right.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks
so much. That's pretty awesome to get the, you know, one of the best baseball insiders to start our broadcast. And he does call the Ann Arbor area home for those of you listening on AM 1270 out of Detroit or AM 1050 WTKA in Ann Arbor.